There was a group called Full Set from their CD called Notes at Liberty and the tune called Chorofin Nights. They are going to be playing in our area next Tuesday on the Piper's Hut Concert Series, one of many performances in our listening area of Irish music that happens, about this time every year during the month of March, it being the month that contains St. Patrick's Day, which, of course, coming up on the 17th. But we've also got a couple of performances in our area, specifically Urbana, happening this Friday and Saturday. Today's focus is going to be on Irish music, a bit early for St. Patrick's Day, but as I say, lots of things going on in March. And my guest is somebody who knows it pretty intimately. More in a moment. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. Thanks for joining us on the show. It's your connection to local performances. A lot of local performances to talk about. If you listen regularly to my calendar, which I usually do at the end of every hour on weekdays during the 4 o'clock hour, on Wednesdays you hear me say that there's a traditional Irish music session at Dublin O'Neill's in downtown Champaign. That includes tonight, as a matter of fact, at 8:30. And the guy who leads that session is a fellow named Jake Schumacher. He's actually a really fine button accordion player. He is not Irish, as you could probably guess from the name, but nonetheless learned this stuff at the knee, so to speak, of somebody who did know it well, and he learned it well and has been absorbed in it ever since. He also happens to have been the guy who hired me at WYLL and the guy whose idea Live and Local was. So I'm very grateful to Jake for lots of reasons, including for coming in today. Thanks for doing it.
Well, thanks very much, Kevin. Your words are very gracious. I appreciate it.
I do my best. I did get a chance to hear a few of the groups that you've had over the years live, and I remember hearing years ago that you played a accordion along with other people who have and do work here at WILL. It seems to be an accordion place. I remember being really impressed both with your playing and with the group that you'd assembled, and we've talked a little bit over the years how you got involved in Irish music, but I frankly don't remember the story. So why don't you give us a capsule version of how somebody named Schumacher starts playing Irish stuff.
Yeah. There are actually Schumachers in Ireland.
Is that right?
There was a plantation of German farmers that came over in the 30s, apparently, but I've never met one. Well, I'll give you the quick and dirty version of it. I spent my a childhood of growing up listening to a lot of different kinds of music on the radio in St. Louis, back in the days when radio was incredibly diverse musically on the commercial side of things. I took an affinity to traditional music after hearing it on one of the first community radio stations in St. Louis when I was a teenager. I went to school in New York City, but wanted to get out of New York because I hated it, so I took my junior year abroad in Edinburgh, Scotland. And at a place called Sandy Bells, which is still going in Edinburgh, it's sort of a music pub there, I first heard traditional Irish music being played live in performance. I first saw it being played live in performance. I had a roommate who was sort of a liberal Protestant from Belfast, and he brought me back home with him over the Easter break, and I got to see it in its natural setting, and I was hooked. When I got back to the States after I got out of college, he sent me a couple of tin whistles and the Armagh Pipers Club tin whistle tutors, and it was all uphill from there.
Tin whistle tutors?
Like, yeah,
people
it's a famous
on tin whistles?
It's a famous series of tune books aimed at children, basically, because when you start playing traditional music as an adult, you learn it as a child would. There was a growing interest in Irish music around that time, back in the day. So a group of us were sort of like-minded and got together and were trying to figure this stuff out because, quite frankly, none of us had ever met, in the United States at least, a real Irishman or a person from Ireland. It was almost as if they were... it's the way some people think of Native Americans, never having met one. It's kind of this mythical group of people that you know from books and movies, without actually realizing that this is, in fact, a living community of very real people, and a living tradition, which we soon discovered by running into a man that lived in Missouri. He was from Mayo originally. He followed the classic route of Irish emigrants, which was basically from the countryside to Dublin, from Dublin to the building sites in London. A lot of post-war construction that was going on hired a lot of Irishmen. And from London, either to Australia, in many cases, Canada, or the States. Mike chose the States. He was a bricklayer. He was also a horseman. So after a few years in New York, he decided he was going to move his family to the Midwest so he could raise horses. He wound up in southern Missouri, completely devoid of any kind of connection with any other Irish community or music, and so put his music away for 20 years. Through a chance meeting, he found out about us and we found out about him. He couldn't believe there was this group of hippie kids that were trying to play Irish music. We couldn't believe that this guy who played the button accordion like a genius was just sitting here in the middle of Missouri.
Not playing anything.
Not playing anything. So he got his box out of the closet and off we went. And all of us that were exposed to Mike continue to play Irish music to this day, although we live in various places around the country.
And what was Mike's last name again?
Hoban, H-O-B-A-N. Master horseman, master bricklayer, master accordion player, and a composer of tunes. Some of his tunes have been recorded by groups like Altan and Lunasa. Patty O'Brien put some out. Just a brilliant man and a very kind and gentle one as well.
I think I read somewhere that that you hosted one of the first radio shows about traditional Irish music.
That's true. That's true. It was back in the day again. It was an evening show called The Lark in the Evening, and it was kind of a joke title because the lark only sings in the morning. So
I don't know that I knew that, but I suppose if you go back to the songs that have larks in them, that does come up.
It's always in the morning. That's
yeah.
right. Yeah.
And that was where? Was that in St. Louis?
It was in Columbia, Missouri, KOPN, a community station that's still on the air there.
Still going? Do they still have an Irish music show?
They do, and a friend of mine still does it.
So the thread or the tradition is passed on in
the
that
threat,
way, too. The tradition passed on in that way as well.
That's true.
I know that the first event that's happening in our area that you wanted to talk about today, we're going to talk about a lot of the things that are going on in Irish music, is featuring a wonderful flutist who is from Ireland, now based in Chicago, named Lawrence Nugent. In fact, you introduced me to him, well, it's been several years now, to actually do kind of a benefit concert for an orchestra that I conduct. And I thought he was just fabulous. And often, I think, he might have done the whole show just himself on the flute.
I think Ethan James accompanied him on guitar.
Oh, on guitar. Okay.
But he can definitely do a whole hour by himself.
Well, one of my favorite things to listen to, frankly, is an air, which of course is basically a song without words, on a solo instrument, and especially a solo flute. I don't know if you picked one of those for us to hear later, but
I did, in fact.
If you didn't, I'll request one. But Lawrence is going to be with a traditional singer named Tim O'Sullivan Friday night on the campus of the University of Illinois in Urbana at the Spurlock Museum. It's actually a free event as part of an exhibition called From Protest to Peace. And they'll be doing that program on Friday night.
Yeah.
So how did you get to know Lawrence?
Well,
yeah.
Actually, and there's going to be two events that Lawrence and Timmy are doing on Friday night. After the Spurlock gig, they're going to be at O'Neill's later on playing as
Downtown
well.
Champaign.
Downtown
yeah.
Champaign, also for free. I'll give you the details about that in a minute. Lawrence is he's an All-Ireland champion. He's from Fermanagh in the north. He's an All-Ireland champion on flute and whistle. His father was the founder and leader of an All-Ireland champion Cayley band called the Pride of Erin Cayley Band. Lawrence has the greatest breath control of any wind musician I have ever heard or seen or met. And if you enjoy wind music, I can't urge you strongly enough to go see Lawrence. The real treat as well is Timmy O'Sullivan, who is a man from Kerry. Kevin referred to him as a singer, which indeed he is. He is an extraordinarily beautiful high tenor, but he is also what's called a shanachie, or a storyteller. And in a way, Timmy has sort of a touch of the medieval about him. There is just a little bit of the bard in him, especially when he gets going. He is a remarkable spoken arts performer as well as a singer. The two of these guys together are going to be quite a show. And they're a part of a reception for this exhibit called From Protest to Peace, which is featuring the Bogside Artists, who are political activist artists from Northern Ireland. That's at the Spurlock. That's going to be from 7 to 8:30. It's free. And then following that, as soon as they can get across town, they'll be at O'Neill's, Dublin O'Neill's, on North Neill Street in Champaign, probably beginning around 9:15 or so. And you'll be able to hear them in a more intimate pub setting. So you could go to both or either one, but if you like a pint with your music, I'd go to O'Neill's.
can you bring your instrument along and to the Dublin and join in?
Well, in fact, I think that there will be a session following their performance there. So yes, that is the case.
And I want to ask you coming up about two terms that have been used now, session and Cayley, but we'll do that a little bit later. We have something here off of Lawrence's CD called The Windy Gap,
yeah,
which is a wonderful name on its own.
I chose this track. It's got some interesting local connections. A man named Larry Gray is playing cello. And
bass.
He's playing cello.
Is he playing? He plays cello too?
Yeah, he does.
Wow.
He plays a lot of cello on this recording, although most people in town know him, of course, as a jazz bassist here at the University of Illinois. A friend of Lawrence's, and also the duo of Martin Hayes and Dennis Cahill are also on this track. They worked out of Chicago for many years. Dennis is a Chicago, born and bred guy. In fact, Dennis used to play at the Rose Bowl down here in a country western band.
Downtown Urbana.
But he has for many years been associated with the fiddler Martin Hayes as a touring act. So they are both heard on this track as well with a couple of slow reels. The first one is called Cuz Tien's, and it's associated with Cuz Tien, who was a Cary man who lived in Chicago for many years as well.
And the second one called The Old Grand Spey.
Mm-hmm.
Lawrence Nugent featured on the flute here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Well, there you have flutist and whistle player Lawrence Nugent in a set that included a number of tunes. We started, if I've got things in order here, from his CD, which is called The Windy Gap, with a couple of slow reels, Cuz Tien's and The Old Grand Spey. And he was with, among other people, cellist Larry Gray, who performs in Chicago and is also on faculty at the University of Illinois, others as well on involved in that. And then a slow air, as I was promised that we would hear him do. And in fact, I sort of forgot what the name of that tune was.
That would be The Banks of the Sewer. The Banks of the Sewer River.
That's not the S-E-W-E-R.
No, it's the S-U-I-R.
That's a much better sort of river.
And followed by a set piece called The Fort of the Fairy Queen.
And Lawrence Nugent will be playing twice on Friday in Urbana. Well, on Friday first in Urbana, and then later that night in Champaign. Friday will be at the Spurlock Museum, along with singer and storyteller, or Shanaki, as you like, Tim O'Sullivan. That's going to be from 7 to about 8:30 at the Spurlock Museum on the University of Illinois campus in Urbana. And then they'll get across town after that and play at Dublin O'Neill's in downtown Champaign. Both of those are free, and everybody's welcome. We're talking with Jake Schumacher today, who runs the weekly traditional Irish music session that happens at Dublin O'Neill's every Wednesday night, including tonight at 8:30, and about various music events going on in the month of March in our listening area. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Our broadcast today is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-244-9309. Jake, I know we don't have any recordings of a group that's going to be coming and doing a big event on Saturday called the Nashville Cayley Band, but it does give us a chance to, I mean, I want you to talk a little bit about the group, but before we do, there's sort of going to be a Cayley, C-E-I-L-I, essentially, mm-hmm. on Saturday. What's a Cayley?
Cayley is just the Irish word for a celebration, a party, a dance. It usually refers to a dance these days. Sometimes a dance like this would be called a Cayley Moore, which is a big dance. A big celebration. When it comes to describing kinds of dancing, there are three kinds of dancing in Irish music or associated with Irish culture. The kind that you see in River Dance and the Trinity Dance Troupe up in Chicago is called step dancing, and that's generally solo, and it's generally exhibition performance.
So for show.
Yeah, yeah. And there are two other kinds of dancing that Irish communities participate in, one of which is a sort of a social dance, and that's called Cayley dancing. They tend to be kind of line dances, progressive dances. They remind me in some ways of country line dancing. They're fairly easily learned, a simple step, a simple swing hold, and you've got it down. They're made for large groups of people. They're made as mixers, so you can, you know, meet people. It's how a lot of Irish guys and gals met up in the dance halls in London post-war, which is where, again, my friend Mike Hoban met his wife. And then there's set dancing. Set dancing is more akin to American square dancing in the sense that It is done in a contained figure of either two, four, or eight people. They're somewhat more elaborate in terms of the moves and the steps that are used. They tend to be very regional, very specific to certain areas. Now, if Lawrence's two gigs this weekend on Friday would be more than we usually get in the way of Irish music in a weekend here in Champaign-Urbana, but on Saturday, the very next day, there is an entire day devoted to Irish dancing at the University of Illinois. It's something called March Fest. It's a SORF-sponsored event, which means that the student funds help the Illini Folk Dance Society, which is an SRO on the University of Illinois campus, put this on every year. Friday night, there will be a contra dance. All day Saturday is going to be devoted to Irish dancing. There will be workshops from 10 until noon, from 1 until 3 in the afternoon, and from 3 until 5. And at those workshops, the people that attend will be taught both ceilidh dances and set dances. Two of the instructors for those will be Donna Killen and Mary Carmody. They lead the dancing at Gaelic Park, which is the huge Irish social center on the south side of Chicago. It's the south side's equivalent to the Irish American Heritage building up on the north side. So they're bringing down people from Gaelic Park. There'll be dancers and musicians coming down from Chicago for this. This event is open and free to any University of Illinois student. General public tickets for the whole day are $35. You can also get a ticket for each individual workshop for $7 or $15 for the evening dance. Now, the evening dance is from 7 until 10 o'clock this Saturday night in the Illini Union, second floor ballroom, and it will feature the music of the Nashville Ceilidh Band. They're from Nashville, Tennessee. Bill Verdier is the fiddler. Bill Wolf is the flute player. Ann Hobbs is the piano player. They will be augmented by Dean Karras on drums, and I will probably be playing some Bachs with them as well. And we hope to have some of the Gaelic Park musicians add their talents to the evening as well. So it's going to be an extraordinary event. Nothing like this has ever happened in Champaign-Urbana before. So that's this Saturday. The workshops begin at 10 a.m., the Illini Union. The big dance is at 7 p.m., and then there will be an after party at O'Neill's. So probably beginning around 10:30 or 10:45, all the musicians are going to show up at O'Neill's and we'll play music until they kick us out.
And that's where you do what you call a session, which was the other term I wanted you to just talk about briefly.
Right. A session is very much equivalent to, I guess, what you would refer to as a jam session with jazz musicians. It's people that play Irish music getting together to play together, because traditional music is social music. It's music that has to do with people and with relationships as well as the music itself. And people that play traditional Irish music enjoy playing it with other people. And because it's a common repertoire to some extent, it doesn't matter where you're from or where you've learned your music, you can in general play along with people who also play Irish music, no matter whether you've met them before, whether they're from the other side of the globe or not. It's really an extraordinary art form in that respect.
And since you said this has to do with relationships, I was reminded that the Wikipedia entry on ceilidh says that it's the word derived from the old Irish word meaning companion.
There you go.
Which seems to fit in there.
Amiable companionship is part of the session scene. So all of those things are happening this weekend. Lawrence Nugent, Friday night, 7 at the Spurlock, 9:15 at O'Neill's, and then the all-day dance, Irish dance workshop at the University Student Union. Big dance there at 7 p.m., after party at O'Neill's, probably around 10:30.
And if somebody wants to get tickets to the to get into the thing at on Saturday with the whole
at
event,
the door,
everything's at the door.
Everything's at the door.
Okay,
yeah.
The Illini Union. If you know the University of Illinois campus at all, it's right in the heart of the campus.
Yeah,
right off of Green Street. And good luck finding parking. That's always the way that goes. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. My guest is Jake Schumacher. We're sort of running through various. Nearby, meaning chronologically nearby, performances of Irish music and dancing and singing and storytelling. The next one I think you wanted to mention that's happening in the Champaign-Urbana area, specifically Urbana, is on Tuesday.
That's right. As if this whole weekend weren't enough, Tuesday night there is a six-piece group coming in from Dublin. It's extraordinary that we're going to see a band of this size and this caliber playing here in town. They're called Full Set. They are young people. I would say probably the oldest of them is mid-20s. But they have been well-schooled in traditional music and yet play it with, you know, the verve and sass that you would expect from 20-somethings. I think it's going to be an extraordinary concert. That's going to be Tuesday night at the IMC in Urbana, the Independent Media Center, the old post office in downtown Urbana, at 8 o'clock. The band consists of pipes, fiddle, bawron, singer, flute, and guitar. And I understand that you're going to actually be speaking with them next week.
Yeah, I think a couple of the guys at least are coming in on Tuesday on Live and Local.
Excellent.
We won't have a studio available, unfortunately, for them to play for us live, because we often do. This is a concert that's on the Piper's Hut concert series.
That's correct. Dean Karras is bringing these folks in. I selected just a few tracks for people to be able to hear them. This is from their only CD so far. And this first track starts off with their button player, who is a woman named button accordion player, a woman named Janine Redman, who is a student of a great box player named John Regan. And I think you'll like these guys.
It's called Horse Keens.
Horse Keen was the father of Jimmy Keen, who's the great piano accordion player living in Chicago. And it's a hornpipe that Jimmy wrote in honor of his dad.
Jimmy Keen was the last concert that Dean presented. He was sitting right where you are now.
He was here in February.
Yeah, right. It was a lot of fun. Full Set on Live and Local.
gypsies all in a row, and they sang Maiden Bonnie-O. Sang to me, and they're so complete, they stole the heart of a lady. She's kicked off her high-heeled shoes, made of Spanish leather, and she's put on an old pair of brogues to follow the gypsy laddie. Seven gypsies. He's ridden o'er the high, high hills until he come to the morning, and there he's found his own dear wife in the of the seven gypsies. Well, last night I slept in a fine feather bed, the sheets and the blankets around me. Tonight I slept in the cold open field in the arms of me seven gypsies. There were seven gypsies all in a row, and they sang for the stealing of a famous lady.
There's a group from Ireland called Full Set, and off of their CD, Full Set, Notes at Liberty, wonderful little title there, we heard Horse Keens and then Seven Gypsies. Full Set's going to be playing on the Piper's Hut Concert Series next Tuesday, and I'll actually be talking with, I think, two of their members on Live and Local Tuesday at 4 o'clock. The performance will be at the IMC, or Independent Media Center, in downtown Urbana for an 8 o'clock show. And you can get more information on them and that whole series by going to pipers-hut.com, because Dean Karras has lots of things going on always in the Champaign-Urbana area of traditional music. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. My guest is Jake Schumacher, as we're talking about some specific performances of Irish music during this month of March, which of course contains St. Patrick's Day. On the FM 90.9 evening concert tonight at 7 o'clock, it's the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center presenting two early trios of Beethoven. And then at 8 o'clock, it's the 2012 Gilmore International Keyboard Festival with the Gilmore for Kids episode. Featured work is Robert Schumann's Kinderszenen, or Scenes from Childhood. Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center, tonight at 7, the Gilmore International Keyboard Festival, tonight at 8 o'clock on the evening concert here on FM 90.9. Jake, I wanted to ask you one thing. That the first track that we played, it just says Horse Keens. That's Keen apostrophe S. And I see that a lot on CDs, you know, where you have somebody's something. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you'll see somebody's reel, somebody's mm-hmm. jig, but then sometimes you see somebody's. Mm-hmm. And I always wonder, somebody's what? Like in that case.
I think the liner notes specify it's a hornpipe, so I think they take it for granted that once you read the liner notes, you'll understand that it's a hornpipe. Irish players, when they hear a tune, instantly know whether it's a jig or a reel or a hornpipe. So generally the name is sufficient. And the reason names are attached so often is twofold, one of which is that often, not always, but often the name attached to a tune is the composer of the tune. And because Irish music is a traditional music, and because traditional music is about people, the people you learn the music from and with, people are often celebrated rather than abstract titles of tunes. If tunes' authorship are in question or in the lost in the mists of time, then they'll go by the Dublin Reel or, you know, the Limerick Lasses. But for instance, if I play one of Mike's tunes and somebody asks me what it is, rather than give them the name that Mike may have had on it, I will often just say it's Mike Hoban's, because that's how we remember our teachers and the people that have come before us in music.
But there could be a whole bunch of tunes then called Mike Hoban's.
That's true.
Something.
Mike actually gave his tunes names, and there's a very famous composer still very much alive and active in Ireland named Paddy Fahey. And he's renowned for not giving his tunes names, and he's very prolific. So there are probably 80 or 90 or 120 tunes out there called Paddy Fahey's.
So what do you do if you're let's say you're in a session, mm-hmm. Somebody comes to the session and somebody introduces a tune, and mm-hmm. How do you know what it is? How do you know does everybody just know?
The map is not the territory. I mean, it's the tune that's the important thing, that the names become subsidiary at some point and are the stuff for scholars, not necessarily for musicians. So we're more concerned about the tune. I play hundreds of tunes whose names I've forgotten, but I remember the tunes. So.
But then since, you know, like the game of telephone, if you're teaching, you learn the tune from, say, Mike Hoban, and you teach the tune to somebody else who teaches the tune to somebody else, at mm-hmm. some point the tune is probably going to change. When does it become another tune?
That's an interesting...
Or doesn't that really matter either?
Well, it matters, certainly. It brings into... I mean, this is an hour-long discussion we could have about the role of variation in traditional music.
And we have about 2 minutes.
I know. So let me just say that variation occurs spontaneously, and that's part of the tradition. Variation should not occur intentionally, because, as my friend Mike would say, that's not variation, that's deviation.
Fair enough.
I do want to squeeze in a couple more things that are going on. Of course, we got Lawrence and Tim on Friday. We've got the dance workshops on Saturday. We got Full Set next Tuesday. The following weekend is St. Pat's weekend. Dublin O'Neill's is having this huge street fest, an outdoor music thing both days. I will be leading a session beginning at 2 p.m. on Saturday, and we're billing it as an all-day session because I'm going to play until I can play no longer, and that will begin around 2 o'clock on Saturday. So I would say you're safe at least coming in during the daylight hours, and how late I go at night, there's nobody.
And when you say I, meaning yourself and whoever
else. And the musicians
else
that are interested in coming. I'm also the station manager for Urbana Public Television, Channel 6 on Comcast, Channel 99 on AT&T Universe, and streaming live on the web at urbanapublictelevision.org. And we are broadcasting two local Irish music concerts that we filmed. Dale Cinder, one of our great volunteers at UPTV, filmed Jackie Daly and Matt Kranich in concert, and the band Chicago Reel in concert. Chicago Reel featuring fiddler Rose Duffy, who used to go to the university here and was a part of our session. Her sister Margaret is still here and still a part of the session. She plays the accordion. That'll be on UPTV Saturday, March 16th. Jackie Daly at 6:30 and the Chicago Reel concert at 8 p.m. And we've got some Chicago Reel music to go out on. Briefly, on St. Pat's, Robin Curtin and Tom Foe are going to be playing Irish melodies at Sylvia's Irish Inn for her St. Patrick's Day tea that morning. I'm in a band called the Spud Hunters. We'll be playing at a Jameson whiskey tasting at Jan Chandler's Heartland Gallery in downtown Urbana, the premier store if you're interested in things Irish in our area. That's March 26th from 6 to 9. Spud Hunters are playing at O'Neill on March 29th, and as Kevin mentioned, we have a traditional music session every Wednesday evening. It begins at 8:30 at O'Neill's, Dublin O'Neill's, on North Neill Street in Champaign. You're more than welcome to come in, have a drink, have a bite to eat. It's a fabulous restaurant, and we'd be happy to see you there and you hear a few jigs, reels. We sing a song now and then. I've been known to tell really bad jokes during lulls, so... Forewarned.
So somebody play during the lulls. Is that what that's about?
That's right. It's my attempt to get people to play.
Yeah.
Shout out to Fred Rice, too. He's another big influence on the music here. I just wanted to say that.
Well, thanks, Jake, very much for coming in, letting us know about all this stuff that's going on. And I'll be repeating some of this stuff as you hear the calendar next week leading up to St. Patrick's Day. And, of course, we'll be talking with the folks from Full Set on next Tuesday's Live and Local. Thanks for coming in.
Have a safe holiday.
Before we hear a little bit from Chicago Reel, some other things going on in our listening area tonight. The Millikan Opera Workshop at Millikan University is giving a recital in Kuiper Hall on the campus in Decatur this evening at 6 o'clock. It's Jammin' Jimmy Bean and Friends, an acoustic experience. They've got a weekly thing going at Bentley's Pub in Champaign this evening at 6. Kenna Mae Rice, a wonderful young singer-songwriter, is at the Iron Post in Urbana tonight at 7. We featured the Gunny Sack Review live on our show last Friday, and they're going to have their weekly session at the Yoder Center in Arthur tonight at 7. And tomorrow, the Yonder Mountain String Band is at the Canopy Club in Urbana starting at 7:30. Lots of other things going on, and we'll mention those on tomorrow's show. Who's going to be on tomorrow's show? Well, I've completely forgotten and didn't write it down. I guess you'll have to listen to the station and then hear my promo. Here are Chicago Reel in some reels, appropriately enough, The Haymaker, etc., on Live and Local. Live and Local today is made possible by the Danville Symphony Orchestra, presenting Titans, Mahler's Symphony No. 1, and Beethoven's Violin Concerto with special guest Clara Jumi Kang this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. in the Danville High School Auditorium. More information is available from the Symphony office at 443-5300. This is 90.9 WYLL-FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and more for Central Illinois. We're a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. Stay tuned for All Things Considered.